Here we go, pinkies. Big engine start there. We're driving the electric car today, which is rather unfortunate. But it's a miserable, miserable day, so we won't be having any fun in any super awesome sports cars. But we will have fun in the electric car. I'm just going to close my garage door. Oh, I have garage door saga to tell you about with the garage door that will not open, but we'll get to that later. We have many things that we want to talk about today. I probably have a voicemail from Scotty the little Aussie battler. Well, let's deal with him first, but I gotta pull it up here. I just about hit the bush in my house. All right, let's see if we can get this car to work for us here. Connect this thing. It's not connected. Just waiting for the thing to get connect. I need to tell you about... I need to respond to allegations that I'm being an irresponsible offspring to my father. So we're going to clear up some questions from people who think I may not know what I'm doing with my father. And we have the garbage truck. But before we get to Scotty the Aussie Battler's voicemail message, let us address something. I've been getting some questions about asking about how can I be so cold in regard to my father, where I have him moving into my house and then selling the house out from under him and then leaving him homeless. Why would you bring your father into your house and then sell the house 5 months later? Well, it's not that bad. So I feel I should explain to people what's happening with father. Okay, true. Father will be moving in to the basement in the next couple of weeks. 14 days or less. I don't think he's going to be staying. You know, we're going to do this trial basis thing where he stays for a little while and then he goes back to his little house out in the country. And we're going to maintain his little house out in the country so that he can go back there whenever he wants. He's very social. He has church activities, men's breakfasts, chorus, what's the orchestra rehearsals and all that kind of stuff. So he's still, I mean, doing less of that, but I think he's going to want to maintain some connections to his old church and such. So this is just for the short term. So he'll come and he'll stay in the basement and then he'll leave and go for the weekend and go to church and go play in the band and all that. And then he'll come back for the week. Now, while all of this is going on, while he's living with us, and eventually I'm sure he'll live with us more permanently, we're going to maintain his little house out there in the country. When we sell the house, what we'll do is Dad will move back into his little house in the country, and then Mr. Anderson and I are also going to be living out in the country once we're homeless, and after I have finished working, I won't have a job tying me here to the big city, and so we're going to live out in the country, and then I'll be able to look after my dad daily with him living in his own house. And we'll do that for as long as it takes. And then eventually at the end of 2020, Mr. Anderson and I will leave on our big, amazing trip to the big United States of America. Now, while all of that is going on, So Dad's getting significant daily care while all of this is going on. In the meantime, we're trying to get my dad into an assisted living center right near where my other brother lives. So as soon as, you know, it's a lengthy process, we expect that there'll be a year and a half waiting list. So, you know, no one's hoping for any miracles. But at some point, we should be able to get Dad into this assisted living next to my, right, you know, two blocks from where my brother lives. So that's kind of the end game, is just to get Dad put into place at the assisted living. So that's why I'm bringing Dad into my house and then selling it out from under him. He's not going to be homeless. At some point, he will have a place to go and live with regular daily care. And until such time, then I will still be looking after my father until all those things happen. So there's no need to fear that Dad will be sent out into the cold on his own. So, hey, I gotta say, a new listener, Ron in New Zealand, contacted me. So hello to Ron in New Zealand, and thank you for writing your message, to which I responded a lengthy message back, probably longer than he'd like. So Ron and his dog and his partner, I think it's a husband, live in New Zealand, and Ron is retired too, just like everybody wants to be in this car. So thank you to Ron in New Zealand. So thanks, Ron. Okay, we got a voicemail from Scotty. Let's deal with that first, or what first, whatever. Let's deal with this voicemail from Scotty. Scotty!
Hello, Faye Driver. It's Scotty Rossi Butler. And the rumors of me calling shows instead of doing my own little show are totally false.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks everywhere for providing the metric measurements for your ginormous, astronomically large trailer caravan thing that you're going to tow behind your massive Yank tank.
Right.
No wonder you had to buy such a crazy car. That
the
thing's
tow monster?
Huge. Anyway, it's a glorious Saturday morning. Either. I'm down at the Aspley High School Oval. It's 22 degrees and the dogs are pooped. Alan's done one sprint across the oval. Roxy's done two giant loops of the, whatever they are, soccer fields. And they're both now lying in the long jump sand pit, totally pooped. Summer's coming. Don't you hate summer?
I love it.
Anyway. What else was I going to say? I applied for that job last night.
Right.
To become a fire truck dispatcher.
Yes.
Or fire services communicator, I think was the job title. But it's only casual. I can't work casual. God. I'm not you. I'm not independently wealthy. Anyway, I applied. We'll see. I don't know. It would be good if it was like this. I think it is the same shifts as my brother, who's a fireman. Mm-hmm. 2 day shifts, two night shifts,
lovely.
4 days off.
Perfect.
How good is that?
It's awesome.
12 hour shifts, though. That's a long time to be on the phones, taking calls
time
from crazies. And the other bad thing is that you get 5 weeks holiday per year.
Aww.
And they are set in stone.
Yep.
And you're given your roster. I think it's every 4 to 5 years or something they release the roster. So
once a year.
No more of these. Oh, I saw a cheap flight to Bali for $300 and it's in a month's time. I'm going to go. These are when my 5 weeks holiday are, and there's no changing them, buddy. Anyway, we'll see. P.S. There is a hot, brown-skinned, Middle Eastern guy in the running field just 50 meters away from me doing his training.
Oh.
I'm trying to teach Alan and Roxy to chase down the hotties and bite them or something, but they don't do it.
What's he wearing, Scott?
Okay, enjoy your...
Oh, and it broke off. It wasn't me. It's that Scotty's system doesn't record enough. Okay, I have many things to respond to about this. You wanker. The 4-on-4 off is the most amazing schedule, and the fact that you may not get holidays, and you only get your set 5 weeks of holidays, that doesn't, you poor thing, only 5 weeks. That doesn't mean that you can't move your holidays around. What typically happens is, it's very common, is your crewmates will swap holidays with you. So you basically say, oi, mate, I don't want to work over the Labor Day weekend. Would you swap with me? I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. And so then you trade your holidays with your workmates. So don't you be worrying about not being able to get your good holidays. You should be able to change those. Okay, two. Item one. Item two. Even though you could be casual, I'll bet you dimes to donuts that the amount of casual you're going to be doing is minimal. You'll probably be working all the time. If only because people want more holidays off and they want to work out something. I think these fire departments get pretty busy and there's always a need for people. Anyway, I'll teach you everything you need to know about dispatching fire trucks. I think you should, I hope you're going for it. I hope the situation's been resolved and you've been hired by now, because this voicemail is quite a few months old, or weeks old anyway. All right, thank you, Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Certainly do appreciate your voicemail, and good luck to you and having a proper job with the government and not whatever it is you're doing. Who knows what you're doing now, Scotty? So, speaking of people who have stopped podcasting or should stop podcasting, I've been listening to The Geeky Gay. The guy, Adam Burns, went to Amsterdam. Now, I've not been listening to The Geeky Gay, and I just kind of picked it up because he does But First Big Brother show and the Survivors Ready show. So I appear on that show, so out of courtesy, I feel it's my responsibility to listen to his show. He went to fucking Amsterdam and ate McDonald's. Let's go this way. He flew 8 hours or more to London and then to Amsterdam because he's got nothing better to do. And he went and he ate McDonald's for dinner or something. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Why wouldn't you go out to some sort of cafe or something and have a proper Amsterdamian dinner? Why didn't you go have like a meat pie and some Polish sausage or something? Why would you go to McDonald's? That's all I got to say about that. I can't, come on. You go all the way to Amsterdam and you eat McDonald's. I'm just beside myself. I just don't know how to process that. Now, speaking of nothing. George in Atlanta doesn't have a car anymore. He gave up his little Jeep, whatever it was. And he's hoofing it to work. So I'm beside myself, and I think that's amazing and awesome. And I congratulate you, George in Atlanta, for giving up your vehicle, because I just think it's really good. I'm really curious to know how much money you're saving by not having a vehicle, whether that be in insurance costs and what else do we pay for? A loan, if you have a loan on your car, if the car's not paid off, and maintenance fees and gasoline every week to drive the mile and a half that you drive to get to work and back. I commend you. I also commend you because that's the worst thing you could possibly do to a car is to drive it a mile and a half and then turn it off. So, just for the good of the combustion engine on that vehicle, I think it's a good idea you don't have a car. If you had an electric car, I would have no problems with you driving a mile and a half. But this is the worst thing. I got to get up on my pedestal here, my Apple box, and talk about this. Running a combustion engine for a short period of time is the worst thing you can do to a combustion engine, because the combustion process that takes place in the cylinders, you got this exploding gas in there. It heats up the cylinder heads and the area around the engine, like in the engine block. And if you're only running that for a short period of time, you're really putting, I wouldn't say a stress on the engine, but you're wearing it out prematurely, because that, the cylinder heads and the cylinder and the combustion that's taking place, all this burning of gas and heating up, it's occurring over in a very short, a small area on the engine block. So you drive a short amount of time, you're heating up these, the block of the engine, but you're not giving it enough time to get the heat moving throughout the entire engine. So, when some things heat up, they expand and they cool and they contract. And what you're doing by running an engine for a short period, so short of a time, is you're causing the block to heat up and contract, expand and contract, and this is happening in a very localized area, and you're basically warping. You could be warping those components of the engine, because you have this small area that's getting warmed up, but the whole block is not able to warm up properly. What you want to do is you want to have the entire engine get nice and good and warm, so it all heats up together, everything expands together, and then you're done after, 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. You can turn the engine off, and then everything's gotten nice and hot, the coolant's gotten hot, it's sort of been moving, displacing the heat, the coolant has been coursing through the engine, pulling the heat away from the hot spots and sort of dissipating it in the cooler spots. Everything's warming up, expanding at the same time, and then cooling down and contracting at the same time. When you run an engine for a short period of time, you have these little areas, little zones that are heating up, and things like the heads and the head gaskets could be, they're having an expansion over a small area and they're actually warping, and that's where you can get your head gaskets could be compromised. They come loose because they're only expanding and contracting in a short area, a short little spot, and you can get leaks. So you could have a coolant leak going into the piston heads. And you're not really getting that oil warmed up and move cycling around through the engine. You really want the oil to move around and pull away those contaminants that are building up. And if you just run the engine for a short time, you're not getting really good. The job of the oil is to clean and to cool the engine. And so you're not getting the oil thrashing around and hitting all the good spots. So that's one thing, is the premature wear on an engine that runs for short periods of time. The other thing you're doing is the catalytic converter, which helps with your emissions. the catalytic converters need to get really, really hot in order for them to burn off the unburned products of combustion that are coming out of the engine. And when you're running, when you run your engine for a short period of time, you're probably running the engine on the cold program. The computer refers to it as a cold program, where it's actually running the mixture slightly more rich. And so you have a lot of fuel that's going through the engine, and much of it could be not burning up properly. You're not heating up the catalytic converter, and catalytic converters need to be good and hot in order to burn off all that excess unburnt hydrocarbons. And secondarily, or thirdarily, your exhaust system could be, there's a lot of moisture that builds up. You will have moisture in your exhaust system, and getting that engine good and hot and making sure the entire system, the exhaust system, gets good and hot from front of the engine all the way back to the tailpipe, because you want to burn off all the moisture that builds up inside the tailpipe and the muffler and all those kinds of places. So you could have a muffler that rusts. You might have the exhaust pipes that rust. Most of them are made with stainless steel these days, or the good cars have stainless steel exhaust, so you're less prone to actually having rusting occur. But these are all things we want to try to avoid. So it's really much more healthy for your combustion engine to get good and warm. Warm up the entire block, engine block, warm up the catalytic converter, get the exhaust system nice and hot to burn off all those things, and make sure that the fuel that is going through the engine is actually burning itself off. Wow, did I ever get on a tangent on that? My apologies. Congratulations, George in Atlanta, for getting rid of your car. Big step. I hope it's not too painful. And kudos. You have my kudos. Kudos to you. All right. I think, is that everything that I should be talking about? Okay. Let's call it a night here. I am the Faye driver. You can contact me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you to those new people who might be listening. Thank you to Ron in New Zealand for making himself known. And I didn't get to talk about that Peter G's Stingray that he saw on the Twitters. Corvette Stingray, which is a gorgeous car. And I didn't get a chance to talk about Peter G's the guy on Twitter with the electronic key that, with his stupid Land Rover, who's went dead on him after 2 weeks of no driving because the key kept waking up. We're gonna have to talk about that some other time. We're also gonna have to have a good long chat about people's attitudes towards people who drive expensive cars like BMWs and Porsches on Lotsel. The Lotsel crew had a thing or two to say about people who drive expensive cars. I'm driving a BMW at the moment. I better find some people to cut off so I can match up to the reputation of BMW drivers. But I'll have to talk about that in another episode. Okay, thank you for listening. I am the Faye Driver. Podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. What?